brothers and sisters, we are gathered here because there is no place else to gather. Now, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for us to dissolve the political bondage which have connected us with another and to assume among the powers of the earth, among the powers in your hearts, minds, and soul, that if you're dedicated to the liberation of the people, the liberation of the black community, Native Americans, Chicano people, all power to all the people, I say we should move forward, organize ourselves with programs, raise our consciousness, to make sure that we understand what the pig power structure in government is doing. We're going to organize ourselves, we're going to stand up, we're going to arm ourselves, and we're going to walk on this racist pig-ass power structure, and we're going to say, stick them up, motherfucker, we come for what's ours.
We all have seen the world change before our eyes. How can we remain and compromise all our lives now? No surprise, 'cause we told y'all that we won't rise, we won't fall, we won't fall.
Of a world full of peace, conflicts are resolved, and more people smile, convicts have evolved. Shiites and Muslims, Christians, Sikhs and Jews see the same thing in God they all agree to use. Respecting differences, celebrate commonality, everyone involved, just stay calm and battle these demons that persist in both the poor and the rich. But the longer we wait, the more remains to be fixed. It's more than raising a fist that'll save you from this continued game in crisis, a behavioral bliss. I'm waving a fifth, got gorillas placed in the mist, they're faced with a risk. But this is how we change what exists. My brain is a gift, I outwit my opponents with it. And I admit when I commit, it's like the loneliest shit. But it's worth to see the change and the growth in us all, 'cause through the heartache and the pain, the same as we won't fall.
We all have seen the world change before our eyes. How can we remain and compromise all our lives now? We must organize, no surprise, 'cause we told y'all.
Tell me how you feel if all your efforts were lost, everything you worked hard, disrespected and tossed. We've seen two world wars, some will say four, ask me, I'll say seven, then we gon' see more. We've seen terror increase, violent plagues and AIDS. Global warming no longer is a cliche phrase, because floods drown cities, fires burn rapid, quakes bury thousands, people turn savage. We manage to continue and move on every day, but some are numb or just dumb, 'cause they keep wanting to stay in the same predicament, knowing that there is legitimate ways to escape the mental slavery, imprisonment. We're living in a time of war. Social change will be the way that we gon' create social gain for all people in the struggle who want to excel. We've seen the world change us, now we change it ourselves, because
we all have seen the world change before our eyes. How can we remain and compromise all our lives now? We must organize, no surprise, 'cause we told y'all. Surprise, 'cause we told.